So just one ha'ara, as it relates really to yesterday's daf. So there's a few directions we can go with this. We're a little behind as it relates to the raid, because there's just so much raid on these Gemaras that we're learning. But just to go back to yesterday's daf and speak out one ha'ara. So the Gemara brought a braisa on the top of daf Zayin Amid Aleph that said, Tanu Rabbanan, Be'echad B'nisan, Rosh Hashanah L'chadashim, U'le'iburim, L'trumashkalim, V'yesh Oimrim, Afloschiris. The Rosh Chodesh Nisan is the Rosh Hashanah L'chadashim. It's the first month. It's also the Rosh Hashanah Li'iburim, which means that you're allowed to be Ma'aber the Shana, of course, one of the great rights and privileges that the Torah granted Beis Din. How the month that they have to be Ma'aber is Chodesh Adar, and they can be Ma'aber Chodesh Adar up until Rosh Chodesh Nisan. But once Rosh Chodesh Nisan happens, too late. You can't go backwards now, be Ma'aber Adar, so that Rosh Chodesh Nisan is not so much a Rosh Hashanah, but like the Gemara clarified, it's more a cutoff. So there's a cutoff date. You could be Ma'abed Hashanah, however, you have to comply with this rule, and that is you can do it up until Rosh Chodesh Nisan. But once Rosh Chodesh Nisan happens, at that point, you can no longer do it. So just to speak out one Ha'ara from Hagoyin Rab Ruvim Margolis, and this is in his Sefer Nefesh Chaya. So Nefesh Chaya is the Sefer that Rab Ruvim Margolis wrote on Eirach Chaim, and it's in Simin Tof Chaf Tes Sif Cotton Beis. The context over there is Hilchas Pesach, and the Mechaber says that the Ein Oimrim Mizmor L'Saida. You don't say Mizmor L'Saida on Pesach. The reason you don't say Mizmor L'Saida on Pesach is because we say Mizmor L'Saida as a zecher for the fact that once upon a time, Bizman Shebeis Hamikdash Hayikayim, there was a carbon toida. So as a zeicher to the carbon toida, we say mizmor l'saida. So says the Shulchan Aruch, on Pesach there was no carbon toida. I mean that there was no carbon toida, we don't say mizmor l'saida. Now why was there no carbon toida on Pesach? Because the carbon toida was a unique carbon that it was brought together with breads. In fact, it was brought together with 40 breads, the 40 lachmei toida. Of the 40 breads, 30 of them were matzah, 10 of them, however, were chametz. And that's a big chiddush, ki chol sa'ar v'chol devash lo yisak tiru ishu mimenu l'Hashem. Usually chametz is considered a bad thing in the context of karbanas. But the point is, 10 of the lachmei toida were chametz. Now, you can't be makriv, you can't include in your carbon chametz on Pesach. You can't eat chametz on Pesach. Lo yira v'lo yimatze, you're not allowed to have chametz on Pesach. So if you can't have chametz, you can't bring the carbon toida properly. If you can't bring it properly, you can't bring it at all. Because if you can't bring it the way the Torah mandated you to bring it, so it's a carbon chaser, so you're out. So therefore, there was no carbon toida on Pesach. If there was no carbon toida on Pesach, there's no mizmor l'saida on Pesach. And that's why already Erev Pesach, you don't say mizmor l'saida on Chol HaMoed Pesach, you don't say mizmor l'saida on Pesach. You anyways wouldn't say it. But the point is, there is no mizmor l'saida on Pesach, because there was no carbon toida on Pesach. So Rabbi Ruvim Margolis, on this halacha, asked the kasha from a pasuk in Tanakh. The pasuk is in Divrei Hayomim Beis. It's Perek Choftes. And the pasuk over there is this pasuk Lamanah. And the context of that pasuk is something that we spoke about when we learned Masechtas Pesachim. We mentioned it again briefly when we learned Masechtas Sukkah. It's the beginning of the reign of Chizkiyahu HaMelech. So Chizkiyahu HaMelech was one of the great kings. In fact, there's one mandama that says that Chizkiyahu could have been Mashiach. But the point is that Chizkiyahu was one of the great Jewish kings of all time. He was a direct descendant of David HaMelech. But Chizkiyahu HaMelech's father, whose name was Achaz, wasn't a good king. In fact, he was a very, very terrible Rasha. So much so that when Achaz died, Chizkiyahu HaMelech took the bones of his father, Girer Atzmos Yosef. He embarrassed his father. Even though he was his father, he had a chiyuv kibarab. Even though he was a melech, and he had a chiyuv to be mechabed a melech. But at the same time, he thought maybe by doing that, giving his father Azelchad B'zioines, he would get a kapara in the next world. His father died, and he was very worried about where his father was going in the Alma Da'asi. And it's for that reason he wanted to give his father some form of kapara. And this was his way of maybe giving him kapara. He'll be mevayish him, and through that, he'll end up getting kapara. But Chizkiyahu's father, Achaz, was a big rasha. And at the core of his rishus was Avodah Zarah. So we know Yeravam was a chayti umachti as a rabbin. Menashe, who was Chizkiyahu's son, was a chayti umachti as a rabbin. He erected a tselem. He literally erected an Avodah Zarah in the Heichal. Can you imagine that? But Chizkiyahu's father, Achaz, was the same way. And when Chizkiyahu became Melech, he felt that the time had come for the Yidden as a group, communally, to do tshuva. So he goes and he tells the Yidden, Mishchu yetchem me'avodah zarah, we have to get rid of the avodah zarah. Now Chizkiyahu HaMelech became king right around Chodesh Nisan time. And it was at that time that he went and he told the Yidden, any avodah zarah that you have, you have to destroy, you have to get rid of. Medaf mechazik zayin and agreisa shtark oifin. And we have to now go ahead and make sure that we're going to be Mishchu yetchem me'avodah zarah. Now the pasuk says that this all began in the beginning of Chodesh Nisan. This is when Chizkiyahu became king, and this is when this happened. Vayichalu, says the pasuk, be'echal haChodesh HaRishon, lekadesh. On the first day of Chodesh Nisan, the Yidden came to sanctify the Beis HaMikdash. U'b'yom shmeir l'chodesh, on the eighth day, bo'ul Ulam Hashem, they came to the Ulam Hashem, vayikadshu es Beis Hashem liyomim shmeir. And they were mekadesh the Beis HaMikdash for 8 days. U'b'yom shisha asa l'chodesh HaRishon kilu. And on the 16th day of Nisan, they completed being mekadesh the Beis HaMikdash. It was Toma, Avodah Zarah is Tome. And they were able to be Metahir the Beis HaMikdash. It took them 8 days. So on the 16th day of Nisan, everything is fine. And then the pasuk goes on to describe what happened on that next day. So it's Tes Zayin Nisan. So what happened on Tes Zayin Nisan? Now skipping to pasuk Lamed Aleph. Vayan Yechizkiyo Vayoymi. Chizkiyo said, Atam Meleisim Yetchem Lashem. Now that we made all the hachanois, Goishu, come close, V'haviyu, and bring karbanos, Zvachim, V'toidois L'Beis Hashem. Vayoviu akol zvachim v'toydois v'chol nediv leiv oilois. Freit Rav Reuven Margolis, it was Tes Zayin Nisan. Tes Zayin Nisan is the second day of Pesach. If it's the second day of Pesach, how were they able to bring toydois? Toydois have lachmi toydois. Lachmi toydois means that they have breads that are chametz. We don't even say mizma l'soida on Pesach. Why? Because you couldn't bring the carbon toydois. It's a freit Rav Reuven Margolis, it's a posik. Vayan yechizkiyo vayoymer atem aleisem yetchem l'Hashem. Goyshu v'haviyu zvachim v'toydois l'beis Hashem. Vayaviyu akol zvachim v'toydois. V'chol nediv leiv oilois? How were they able to bring toydois? L'chayr was Tes Zayin Nisan. On Tes Zayin Nisan, they shouldn't be able to bring toydois. Rav Reuven Margolis asks another kasha. Yes, that if you go and skip to Perek Lamed, the very next Perek, so the Pasuk says that Chizkiyahu told the Olam that, you know, we didn't bring our carbon Pesach when on Tes Vav Nisan. So instead, we're going to bring our carbon Pesach in the following month. So the Pasuk says in the following month, B'chodesh HaTishrei, the Yidden brought the carbon Pesach. Pasuk of Aleph, Vayasu B'nei Yisrael HaNimtzim B'Yerushalayim, Es Chaga Matzois, Shivas Yomim, 7 days, B'Simcha Gedoyla. The Yidden celebrated the Yontav of Pesach for 7 days. When you read the Psukim, it sounds like they didn't bring the carbon Pesach in Chodesh Rishon. What they do, they pushed it off to the second month. You able to push off the carbon Pesach a month? Of course you are. It's what's known as Pesach Sheni. So the Yidden brought Pesach Sheni, but here's the problem. We know Pesach Sheni is 1 day. It's 1 day. The Pasuk says, Vayasu b'nei Yisrael animtzim b'Yerushalayim. Es chaga matzois shivas yomim, 7 days besimcha gedoyla. They made up a new Pesach. There's no 7 days b'chodesh hasheni. The 7 days is when you do it in the proper time. But if you do it in the improper time, it's not 7 days. So Rav Reuven Margolis says, I push it on how to read this psukim in Divrei Hayomim. Divrei Hayomim beis perek chaf tes. They're bringing the carbon toyda on Tes Zayin Nisan. Rabbeinu shel olam. This chametz. How could you do that? You can't bring the carbon toida. And then in Perek Lamed, Pasuk Chaf Aleph, you have Vayasu b'nei Yisrael animtzim b'Yerushalayim es chagam matzah es shivas yomim l'Hashem. You celebrate the Yontav of Pesach for 7 days. How can you celebrate the Yontav of Pesach for 7 days in Chodesh Hasheni? I know there's something called Pesach Sheni, but Pesach Sheni is 1 day. Pesach Sheni is not 7 days. So Rav Reuven Margolis says a davar nifla v'ru'uyin hadvarim l'misha amram. He says in order to understand what's going on in Divrei Hayomim Beis, we have to revisit another Gemara. This is a classic. The Gemara is, the first time anyways, is in Masechtas Brachos. It's Daf Yud Amud Beis. The Gemara says, Tanu Rabbanan, Shisha Dvarim Asa Chizkiyahu HaMelech. Chizkiyahu HaMelech did 6 controversial things during his lifetime. Al Gimul Hoidolai, Val Gimul Loi Hoidolai. Chazal were moided to 3 of the things that he did, but he disagreed with the other things that he did. Al Gimul Hoidolai, and the Braisa mentions it. And the Braisa mentions that. One of the 3 things that Chizkiyahu HaMelech did, that the Gemara says, was that he was Ma'aber Nisan B'Nisan. Which Pashut sounds like, Chizkiyahu HaMelech added a Chodesh Nisan. The Gemara says, is that possible? He was Avan Nisan, what he added a Chaydash Nisan. So the Gemara says, no. He was Tabed Shmuel. What happened was, he added an other base. He didn't add a Nisan. How could he add a Nisan? Even Chizkiyahu HaMelech, even though Lehoidu Lechachami, he would have never done that. What he did was, he added a Chaydash Adar. However, he added the Chaydash Adar once Chaydash Nisan already started. And even then the Gemara says, what? Chaydash Nisan started, and he added a Chaydash Adar? It was the 30th day. The day that it was right to ready be Chaydash Nisan. And when we say that Echa ben Nisan is Rosh Hashanah li'iburin, that Chaydash Nisan already and not let it be Ma'abed Hashanah, what it means is once the day is right to be Chaydash Nisan, at that point, the 30th day of Adar, which can technically be, if it's a Chaydash Chaser, it would be Rosh Chaydash Nisan, at that point already and not let it be Ma'abed Hashanah. But either way, Chizkiyahu HaMelech made an Adar Sheni when really he wasn't allowed to make the Adar Sheni. The cutoff date had arrived. Echad ben Nisan had arrived. And as a result, you can't add an Adar Sheni. And Afal Pikein, Chizkiyahu HaMelech did. When did this happen? When was Chizkiyahu Ma'aber? This uber controversial Ibur Hashan, where Chizkiyahu HaMelech added a 13th month to a year. When did that take place? It took place the first year of his malchus. What happened was he became melech around Chodesh Nisan time. And he was trying to get the oilim ready to bring the Karban Pesach. Let's do a mishchu yetchem me'avodah zarah. It's like this, we could do a k'chu lochem tzoin shel mitzvah. The problem is it wasn't happening. The yidden weren't getting ready. And it wasn't playing itself out. And because it wasn't playing itself out, so therefore he was struggling. So you know what he did? He said, I have one etzah. Let me add a month. And by adding a month, he bought time. And like this, they had another month for them to be able to make all the preparations that they needed to do. The problem is, he added his month a day too late. And it was for that reason, it was lehoidu lechacham. Now here's the punchline. The rule is, and we're going to see more about this later in Masechtas Rosh Hashanah, Beis Din has the ability to be Ma'abar Hashanah. And when Beis Din's Ma'abar Hashanah, even if they make a mistake, even if they did something they weren't supposed to do, the halach is atem afilu shaygiyah. Even if they did it when they weren't supposed to do it, it still goes into effect. The same is true when it comes to being Mekadosh to Chodesh. Even if Beis Din did it based on a mistake, it doesn't matter. Atim afilu shayg again. The halacha is, it goes into effect. So when Chizkiyahu HaMelech was Ma'abed Hashana, what he did went into effect. However, it was Lehoidu Lechachamim. So the Chachamim knew that we just pushed off Yontif a full month. That means, really, Chodesh Nisan is going to be in a month from now. And Iyar is going to be a month after that. But they were maskim to what he did. And they wanted to make a macha l'doyra, said Rav Reuven Margolis. See, now they made a macha. When Divrei HaYomim Beis was chronicled, when it was transcribed, when it was written as a nevuah shehutzrach l'doyra, when this was all put into writing, so what they did was, they said that what Chizkiyahu HaMelech counted as his Adar Beis, because he was Ma'abed Hashanah, was really Chodesh Arishayin. And what Chizkiyahu HaMelech counted as Chodesh Arishayin was really Chodesh Hashanah. And it wasn't. It wasn't Chodesh Arishayin and Chodesh Hashanah. Chodesh Arishayin was really the following month. And Chodesh Hashanah was really the month after that. But this was their macha. It was their way of showing V'lo Yehoidu Lo Yechachamim. So they said that what Chizkiyahu HaMelech considered to be another Adar was a toys, because really it's not another Adar. Because really it's Chodesh Nisan. So it's true, you're celebrating Purim, but in Divrei HaYomim Beis, we're going to count it. We're going to count it as Chodesh Arishayin. And when you're praving Pesach, in Divrei HaYomim Beis, we're going to count it as Chodesh Hasheni. So Sera Rumagolos, Lefiza, everything is Meyoshev. The Pasuk says in Divrei HaYomim Beis that B'Chodesh Harishayin, they brought Karbanos Toida. They brought Karbanos Toida B'Chodesh Harishayin. B'Chodesh Harishayin, and the 16th day, it's Pesach. How can you bring a carbon toida? Carbon toida involves lachmi toida. And if it involves lachmi toida, you have no ability to bring a carbon. The teretz is, the Chodesh Arishon wasn't really Chodesh Nisan. The Chodesh Arishon was really Chodesh Adar. It was Adar Beis. So when did this happen? It happened on Tez Zayin Adar Beis. Tez Zayin Adar Beis. That shits of a shifser. Like the Gemara says in Megillah Adar Beis. Tez Zayin Adar Beis, you're allowed to bring a carbon toida. When the Pasuk says, B'Chodesh Hasheni, they celebrated Yontif Pesach for 7 days. How did they celebrate Yontif Pesach for 7 days? B'Chodesh Hasheni? It's Pesach Sheni. Pesach Sheni is only one day. The Teretz says the Chodesh Hasheni of the Pasuk was really Chodesh Harishon. It's really Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So if it's really Rosh Chodesh Nisan, so it comes out really it was the Yontif of Pesach. If it was really the Yontif of Pesach, so it comes out it was Yontif of Pesach for 7 days. Yontif of Pesach really is a Yontif of 7 days. But the point is that this is a time in history where you had the Rosh Hashanah Lechadashim and the Rosh Hashanah Leiburim colliding. With these two ideas that are mentioned in our Braisa on Dav Zayin Amar Aleph, the Echad ben Nisan is Rosh Hashanah L'Chadashim. And that's why the first month is always Nisan. Here you have Psukim and Divrei Hayomim, where the first month is not Nisan, but rather where the first month is Adar Beis. And that the second month is not Iyar, but the second month is really referring to Chodesh Nisan. Why would the Torah refer to Adar Beis as Chodesh Arishayin? And why would the Pasuk refer to Chodesh Nisan as Chodesh Hasheni? Is because Be'echad Ben Nisan is Rosh Hashanah Le'iburin. And really, you're not supposed to be Ma'abed Hashanah once it's Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Or once the 30th day of Chodesh Adar arrives, where it's right to be called Chodesh Nisan. And Chizkiyahu HaMelech violated that. Now, it went into effect. But V'loi Hoidu Le'chachamim. And because it was Le'hoidu Le'chachamim, the Chachamim wanted to show that to make a Machal L'dairis, and to show that this is not the way it's supposed to be. So therefore, in Divrei Hayomim, we refer to Adar Beis as being Chodesh Nisan, Chodesh Rishon, which is when it was supposed to be. And we refer to Chodesh Nisan as being Chodesh Hasheni, which is really Chodesh Iyar, because that's the way that it was supposed to be.